opportunity on a Community Connection this morning brought to you by First Baptist Church to highlight a presentation tonight at the Heritage Theater. You may know it formerly as a Hava Cafe. It's that great place to go get something to eat and have a good time in Dewey, right on Don Tyler. And I have the opportunity to speak to this morning with the director of this the production for the Reader's Pub, Pepper Hume. Nice to have you in here this morning.
Thank you. Nice to be here so early in the morning.
Yeah, well, I realize that sometimes because you're working with a cast and preparing a show, that rehearsals do take you sometimes into the evening hours. But
yes.
Nice to have you here this morning.
Thank you.
And I'm anxious to find out more about the production, because we have been talking about it a day or two for longer than that. I know I put it up on our Facebook post this morning. And it's a production that I'm vaguely familiar with. I've heard some good things about it, but haven't actually seen or heard. The St. Patrick's Day reading of Da.
Yes. Because we do Reader's Pub the third Thursday of every month, and this month that fell on St. Patrick's Day, we had to do an Irish play. Unfortunately, most Irish plays are very tragic, mm-hmm. what I call Hamletville. Everybody's dead at the end.
Yeah.
So I was delighted to discover Da, which is how the Irish say dad,
mm-hmm.
by Hugh Leonard, who is a wonderful writer. This play won Best Play of 1978 for... it got a Tony. It got the Drama Desk, the Critics, Drama Critics Circle Awards. It was hot stuff in 1978.
And I think, you know, a good play is a good play regardless of timing, and whether you are going back and reaching for a classic or finding a brand new work, it's always great. You know, to me, live theater is nearly always preferable to something that's, you know, on film, although I enjoy film a lot.
Oh, yeah. We all love films, but they can be honed and polished and perfected. On stage, you and the audience are breathing the same air as the actor at the same time, and there's magic in that.
Well, and I compare it, and it's not an original comparison, it's classic, but live theater is like the Phoenix. It's recreated live, you know, every time for you. It's a brand new performance.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Yes. It's like in this play, the role of Da was originally done on Broadway by Bernard Hughes. And over the years, in different theaters, several of our finest British actors have done the role. And each time, it's new and different and universal and real.
And now, I want to invite people tonight and come on out, get something to eat first if you want, and then the production at the Heritage Theater and Pub in downtown Dewey. But you've gathered a cast that really hasn't worked together as a cast before.
No, some of these people are from the Theater Bartlesville. I got my start in theater at Bartlesville's Little Theater Guild.
Mm-hmm.
Way back in the dark ages when we were in the old community center working on a real stage with a real auditorium and a balcony and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So Theater Bartlesville is hard for me to say.
I understand. Regardless of those roots, whether they're local or whether you are an import from someplace else, we're recreating theater live this evening, tonight.
Yes. One nifty thing. We needed a younger actor to play the lead character, whose name is Charlie,
mm-hmm.
to play him as his younger self, because this is a memory play like Glass Menagerie, in that except for the opening scene and the final scene, the body of the play all takes place in his mind, and we see the people he's seeing, and that includes his teenage self. And we were at a loss to find someone on short notice. And somebody in the cast said, "Gee, Greg, I wish you had a son or somebody who..." And he said, "Well, I do." And bottom line, his son drove up from Norman to play his younger self. And the effect is gorgeous.
Wow, that's great. Well, I mean, the vocal intonations would be very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's not a fully produced, staged play, you still get to see the face of the people that are up there doing it.
Yes, yes. And what we're doing is we're doing a staged reading.
Mm-hmm.
A table reading is where all the actors sit at a table and have the scripts on the desk table in front of them, and they read out loud.
And it
real
would,
thrilling.
I would compare it to radio theater in that you're hearing the voices, and while you may see them, it's not integral to what's going on.
Right. But so much of the dialogue in Da is involved with what they're doing or handling. So we had to do what we call a staged reading. There's rehearsal props, not a full set. There's the actors are walking around as they would in a final production, except they're carrying their scripts because they've not memorized it yet.
Right. And it was not your intention for them to memorize it.
No. That's why we call it reader's mm-hmm. theater.
And I think it's a great form that I'll say doesn't get publicized well because, well, most of us tend to go to a staged play, mm-hmm. characters that are in costume with makeup and lighting and a set that is actually built for that show.
And speaking as a lifetime designer of scenery and costumes, retired theoretically, I'm all in favor of all that window dressing because that's how I made my living.
It's not window dressing, in my opinion, and I have spent a fair amount of time as tech director for a college. If the actors are the jewel, they are the gem, but it's like a gem that until it's put in a proper setting and lit properly doesn't get to shine.
Very nice. Very true.
So it's an opportunity for people to see whether you want to think of it as a fully produced show in the sense that it's ready for the audience to view, but it's just without some of the things that we normally expect when we go to theater.
Right, right. And I'm very pleased to be doing Reader's Theater because we can do plays that for various reasons are not practical to produce in small theaters like the Heritage or Theater Bartlesville. I'm going to give you a scoop.
Okay.
Next month, and I'm announcing this tonight at the show, next month we're reading Skin of Our Teeth by Thornton Wilder. Now, you may have seen his Our Town a few months ago at Theater Bartlesville.
Which when you hear the words Thornton Wilder, almost immediately for 99% of the public, it's Our Town that comes to mind.
Right. But his other very famous play is Skin of Our Teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a lot of technical effects that would be totally impossible in our two theaters. So we're going to read the thing.
Well, Thornton Wilder, very very intimate, I think, with small towns. Alfred Hitchcock went to Thornton Wilder when he was getting ready to produce Shadow of a Doubt because he wanted that small town feeling and got a lot of assistance from Thornton Wilder when he was getting ready to direct that show. So
yes.
It works.
Mm-hmm. We're also planning later on to do at least one of William Inge's plays because he's from our neighbor in the next county,
yeah.
Independence.
Sure.
Where I was born.
And where my wife teaches. And the Inge the Festival every April does a lot of great work up there for about a week or so.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And so I will ask, but I don't expect an answer. Which Inge show will you be doing?
Well, we've talked about Bus Stop, but Joe Sears wants to fully mount a production of that, and that would be feasible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Bus Stop can be done on a relatively small stage, and it's a one-set show. So.
Yes, yes. I really can't say at this point.
Okay, I'm just curious. There are a lot of good ones out there.
And yes.
Yeah. But let's get back focused on tonight's production. Because of St. Patrick's Day, because of this Irish show that probably not a lot of people, you know, have seen or heard, you get an opportunity to bring us something brand new.
Oh, yes. And I think you'll love it. One of my actors had to sit down. He was a replacement, so he hadn't read the script yet.
Mm-hmm.
So he sat down and read the script yesterday, and he kept bursting out laughing. So I think the audience probably will too.
That's great. Okay. Well, we will take a short break and continue talking about tonight's production at the Heritage Theater and Pub. It is a Play Readers Pub reading of the Irish play Da by Hugh Leonard. And if you're not familiar with Hugh Leonard, we'll talk about some of his other works and continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. And again, highlighting the plague tonight at the Dewey Heritage Theater and Pub. And it is the Irish play Da by Mr. Hugh Leonard. And born in Ireland, I wanted to make sure I got this right, in Dublin, and actually died in Ireland too, so spent the majority of his life there. He has done television plays. He has obviously had plays produced all over the world, and this is an opportunity for us to take a look at some of his items. And he got a long list of awards. I just pulled that up and was pleasantly surprised with the number of awards that Hugh Leonard has won. And local community theater, to me, one thing that draws people is the fact that you get to see your friends and neighbors in a persona of someone that you haven't met yet.
Yes. Yes, that is... That is fun. It's also fun to put someone else on.
Yeah.
Three of our actors, just two, are from Joe Sears' new little acting troupe called the Salty Seniors, which is a wonderful storehouse of adult, seasoned, older folks like me. And from Theater Bartlesville, we have Greg Williams, who you may have seen in Noises Off. And it's his son, Henry Williams, that came up from Norman to play his younger self.
So he is the primary character.
Yes, he is the primary character. And as I was setting up the staging for the actors to sit when they're off stage, I didn't have to put up a chair for him because he never leaves the stage. Poor baby. He can't go out and get a drink of water or anything.
Yeah.
But I also have Christian Branson and Kevin Minich that you may have seen in Dracula and goodness knows how many other shows. Mm-hmm. Donna Bass was also in Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
And John McReynolds and Harry Harrington. I'm not sure if they've been on Theater Bartlesville's stage.
I don't remember their names from the stage, but can't say that I remember everyone that's ever been there. So,
yeah, and Harry is interesting. He is from Wales, and he's never bothered to lose his Brit-type accent, which is helping here. And it's funny. I really didn't expect all these native Oklahomans to be able to produce an Irish accent. But the way the play is written, you read it aloud, the accent comes out of your mouth whether you want it to or not. So we're all getting into the rhythm of Irish language.
Well, and whether it's simply a matter of seeing Barry Fitzgerald enough in different shows or whatever Irish accent is native in our mind, it's a fairly easy accent to pick up, not always an easy one to maintain.
Right. It's more a matter of rhythm and what I call the music of the language. I've noticed that in well-written plays, you could practically sing the lines. They almost sing. And I have encouraged my actors to open themselves up to the language itself and the rhythm, and not just the words, but the phrasing, the sentences, and how they roll out. And you can't help but do an Irish accent. I just had to remind them, broaden an A now and then, like halfway, and I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But because with all this Irishness that is inherent in the script, these little flat A's that we do in this country stick out.
Yes, they do. and I think it helps the audience along, and it doesn't have to be a polished, in this case, Irish accent. It's enough to suggest the character to us, and if we can maintain it, so much the better.
Right. There's also a lot of Irish colloquialism and downright slang in the script, and every now and then an actor would say, "What does Riz mean?"
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Well, in the context, it appears to mean upset, angry, you know, blowing your top." Oh, okay. And other times, when they use slang terms, I say, the audience isn't going to know what it means. And if you can't make out in the context of the sentence what it means, pretend.
You're still helping the audience along as best you can.
Right, right.
Sounds like you've had a few challenges with this production, in that with what you're trying to do, you haven't had a lot of, let's say, daily rehearsals with the, with your cast, you know, which typically, because of when you're trying to get blocking and other things for a practically produced stage production, you need that daily rehearsal time.
Yes, and the fact that we only had the two rehearsals, the first rehearsal of a normal rehearsal period, and one about in the middle, which is the blocking. Fortunately, Mr. Leonard writes an awful lot of stage direction into his script, which most directors will... I've heard of many directors who will have an... Before they even read the script, they'll hand it to an assistant and say, you know, take your Sharpie and your magic marker and blot out all the stage directions. Because stage directions in a script are normally a record put there by the assistant director or the stage manager, but they're a record of what the first director did.
Right.
So they're not necessarily what the playwright wanted in the first place. In this script, it's clearly what the playwright wanted. So we paid attention.
Well, I don't know who to attribute it to, but it's a fairly famous quote that often works well in theater, that what the audience sees and what the playwright originally intended, any similarity is purely coincidental.
Absolutely. In fact, in graduate school, I took an incredible seminar class about, it was play structure and analysis. We had 13 textbooks, including the Chicago style and all that. And we studied various schools of criticism. And then we'd read a play and do a critique on that play in the manner, using the principles of that. Oh, it was awful. I was one of the two or three people that actually aced the thing, but then I was older also. But there, we came up with a term, we discovered a term called the the fallacy of the author's intent. And pictorial artists, painters, understand, some of them anyway, when someone asks them, "Well, what does this mean?" He says, "I know what it meant to me. What does it mean to you?" That's what matters, is the audience's, what the audience gets out of it. Because I think art is a transaction. And without somebody to receive and get a message, there's no message. There's no point. Anyway, sorry I get philosophical early in the morning.
That's okay. Well, but I do want to invite the audience to the production. It is tonight, and hopefully to get the opportunity to see and hear what you've planned for us.
Also, our hostess at the owner of Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub has made Irish stew. She made it yesterday, and we all know that stew is better the second day. So she's got a big kettle of Irish stew ready for us.
And some soda bread to go with it, I believe.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. I tried to talk her into green beer. I spent several years in Chicago where they dye the river green.
Yes, they do. Chicago River green every year.
And it's really a nasty color because it's a nasty color to begin with. And then they have this enormous parade, and every bar in town serves green beer.
About the color of your shirt.
Exactly. I'm wearing this in honor tonight.
Well, again, the production tonight at the Dewey Heritage Theater, and I want to make sure on the time.
7 o'clock. Yes, come early for the Irish stew and soda bread, and then settle in at 7 for the play.
Okay, and as far as if people are interested in getting more involved with your productions, can they get a hold of you, or do you open auditions for cast for your next show? How does it work?
Since we're still in the design process of the Reader's Pub, I have done more personal recruiting. But now that I have a little more time for next month, I will be holding auditions at the Heritage. So I guess if you have any questions, guess is going to kill me, call the Heritage Cafe, Theater Cafe and Pub.
We recruit our friends regularly, don't we?
Oh, yes.
and I would not want to speak for her, but I don't think she'll mind too much. But again, it is a fun show and an opportunity for people to come out and to see the Hugh Leonard production of Da.
Yes.
No, it's your production, his play, and an opportunity to celebrate all things Irish this evening.
Yes.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And an opportunity for people to come out. And by the way, tickets are by donation at the door. The reading at 7 o'clock tonight. Come out and have a good time and celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Dewey. That's our Community Connection news on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. 5 minutes before 9 o'clock at K1.
ONN News, I'm Randy.